Dreamscape presents Marvel's Spider-Man, The Darkest Hours by Jim Butcher, narrated by Jack Malosh. One. My name is Peter Parker, and I'm the sort of person who occasionally gets in a little over his head. "The most important thing," said the man in the dark hood, walking down the hall next to me, "is not to show them any fear. If you hesitate or look like you don't know what you're doing, even for a second, they'll sense the weakness. They'll eat you alive." "No fear?" I said. "No getting eaten. Check." "I'm serious. You're outnumbered. They're faster. Most of them are stronger. They can run you into the ground. And if you're going to keep it under control, you're going to have to win the battle here." He touched a finger to his forehead. "You get me? Mind war," I said. "Wax on, wax off." The man in the dark hood stopped, frowned at me, and said, "You aren't taking this seriously." "People always think that about me," I said. "I'm not sure why." "See, that's what I mean," Coach Kyle said. He tucked his hands into the pockets of his workout jacket and shook his head. "You go joking around with them like that, and that's it. You've lost control." "It's a basketball practice," I said, "not a prison riot." Coach Kyle was about 6 feet tall, with a slender build. Dark skin and dark hair, which apparently hadn't started to go gray, though he had to have been in his late 40s. He wore thick glasses with black plastic marine issue birth control rims. He'd been a Hoosier, starting guard back in the day. He hadn't made the cut to the pros. "I see," he said with a snort. "You're upset because you were the one who got stuck with running the team." "Well," I hedged, "I wasn't much for sports when I was in school." "This was settled at last week's faculty meeting," he told me cheerfully. "If you hadn't been the last one to arrive at this meeting, you'd be halfway home by now."
"I know," I sighed. "Guess you had something more important come up?"
I'd been crawling around about 250 bergillion freight train-sized shipping containers at the piers, looking for the one the mob was using to ship out illegal immigrants for sale on the slave market. Officially speaking, they weren't people since they hadn't filled out the right paperwork and learned the secret American handshake from the INS. Unofficially speaking, scum who target people who can't defend themselves incite me to creative outrage. By the time I had the last of them webbed to the side of their slave container in the shape of the word losers, I'd been 5 minutes late to the faculty meeting already.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?